Hello, welcome to Clean Slate, the podcast dedicated to helping you get out of debt. We cover everything from credit card bills to student loans to mortgages and more, all in an effort to inform you about the ins and outs of proper debt management. I'm your host, Wayne Pelletier, and with me is financial expert and credit card vice president, Juan Valladares. Welcome to the show.
Do some people, in the interest of simplification, sometimes go after, say, offers for debt consolidation loans? And you know, what's the difference between that and debt consolidation services itself?
A debt consolidation loan is that it's a loan. Somebody's actually going to give you money. They're going to probably pull your credit report, see how much income you make, and all of those different types of stuff in order for them to say, okay, you seem credit worthiness in order for me to give you a loan, in order for you to utilize that money to pay off, let's say, your car notes or whatever types of debts you have out there. So typically, you will have to go to a local bank institution or maybe a credit union, fill out an application. You know, they'll ask you for, you know, your personal income and expenses, obviously your social security to pull a credit report. And then they determine whether or not your, you know, your credit worthiness in order for them to give you a loan. If you have good credit, excellent credit, and you don't have too much expenses or debts, then they'll give you a loan, and usually at a very, very nice interest rate. And it's sometimes pretty good for you if you need that in order to pay off some things or you want to buy some things. It's a nice thing. But if you have poor credit and your debt to income ratio is pretty high, then typically they may just deny you, or they'll give you the loan, but they'll give it to you at a very, very high interest rate. And that's just not a good thing. I mean, it's robbing Peter almost to paying Paul, or in some cases, in this case, you're just acquiring even more debt on top of the debt that you already owe. So from a debt consolidation loan, I don't really recommend it for people who are looking to get out of debt. It's just not a good way to get out of debt. That there are too many other programs that are available that will allow you to just manage your finances a little bit more effectively and just pay off the actual debts that you owe. So a debt consolidation program or debt consolidation plan is not a loan. You don't have to have this credit worthiness really high or anything like that. What we're basically doing is almost a restructure of your current debts, looking at your overall expenses, looking at how you manage your finances. And then, of course, you'll be making one payment to the plan, and then we, as the organization, will be taking care of all of the debts that you have. You'll essentially get all the benefits of a debt management plan, which is a lower interest rate, lower monthly payments. They'll stop any late fees, any over-limit penalties, all those different types of benefits that you'll get in order for you to get out of debt. And the great thing about that is you're out of debt, and you're not incurring any additional debts. So the main difference is that one, they'll give you the money, but you're incurring extra debt. The other one is just that they're restructuring your actual debt that you owe, giving you the significant amount of benefits that you want. For me, it's just a better way to manage your credit and get out of debt, to manage your finances and get out of debt.
Yeah, I can't imagine making the pile larger would ultimately achieve the same goal as quickly and efficiently. And it seems like you still just have one payment. Right. So it may look and feel the same, but it's so much more efficient.
Yeah, much more efficient. You know, we've had individuals that have contacted us or actually walked in also. And because their credit was poor, they've actually had to put some collateral down. Credit cards are unsecure. Let's just talk about that. Unsecure means that there's nothing that they're going to take away from you if for some reason you don't pay out your credit cards. You know, there are some negative things, of course, some collection practices that are available to financial institutions. But at the end of the day, they're not going to come in and take out your car or your home or anything like that. The problem with taking out a loan, in most cases for people that are already having financial difficulties, is that most financial institutions will ask for some type of collateral. And in some cases, if they're on a home, they'll say, okay, well, you know, let's put your home as a collateral. And then all of a sudden, you're making this unsecured debt where nothing can ever be taken away from you to all of a sudden something is now could potentially be taken away from you if you fall behind in this additional debt that you've incurred. One thing also that I don't like about it is that you take this money, this loan that you take, you know, that you get from a financial institution, you pay off all of your debt, but then those debts are available to incur more debt again. So all of a sudden, you can double your debt. It's just not a really good way of doing it. At the end of the day, you want to be able to manage your finances. And that's what debt management plans do, the real good debt management plans do. They give you an overall management tool. We give them brochures, educational materials in order to say, hey, this is a habit-forming thing that for the rest of your life, hopefully you won't get back into this situation. Hopefully you'll be able to manage your finances better too. You can get some good buying power with lower interest rates. So when you do go buy that next vehicle or maybe get into the new car, you are getting the best possible interest rate so you can save money in the long run. So that's it. If you're trying to get out of debt, debt consolidation loans are just really not the way to go. It's better just to really manage your finances, and a debt management plan will help you with all of your unsecured debts or any types of debts that you have.
Mortgaging your home or using your home as a lien on a consolidation loan for just a few thousand dollars seems like a really good deal for the bank if you don't do a good job of managing yourself and learning how to do a better job of managing yourself. That seems a little lopsided.
Yeah, that's a really good deal for the bank. Good deal for the banks, not a good deal for the consumer.
Yeah, especially when, you know, you're scraping together your last few dollars for a moving van. Thank you for listening to Clean Slate from Credit Guard of America. To contact us for more information, call toll-free 1-800-851-0720 or visit us online at www.creditguard.org.